Chapter 5. The next evening, the prince came to the tower to visit Rapunzel. "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." Rapunzel's hair came out of the window and fell at his feet. He looked at it in the moonlight. He started to climb. He climbed quickly because he wanted to see his love. He put his foot in the window, but then he saw Dame Gothel. Rapunzel wasn't in the room. The old woman's face was near to his. She had Rapunzel's hair in one hand and a knife in the other. It was Dame Gothel. "Where is Rapunzel?" said the prince. "Not here," said the old woman. "You'll never see her again." And with that, Dame Gothel pushed the prince hard. He fell back and down, down, down to the foot of the tower. His head hurt, his legs hurt, all his body hurt. He opened his eyes. It was dark and there was no moonlight. He closed his eyes and opened them again. It was still dark. He couldn't see. His eyes couldn't see the tower, or his horse, or the old woman up in the tower. The prince stood up. "I'll never see Rapunzel again," he said. "I cannot see. I cannot live." He walked with his hands on his face. He couldn't see the road. He couldn't find his palace. He couldn't find his friends and his family. He was very, very sad. The prince walked and walked. He had no food and no drink. His horse walked with him, but he was afraid to ride because he couldn't see. The prince walked for many days, and he found fruit to eat and water to drink in a river. He slept on the grass under a tree. He stayed near his horse, and he was warm. After more days and weeks and months, the prince made friends with the animals. He caught fish. He couldn't see, but the sun was warm on his face, and he could hear the birds. They sang in the trees. He wasn't afraid now, and he rode his horse. One day, the prince woke up under a tree, and he heard a different noise. He remembered the noise. He listened again. Singing. He heard beautiful music and children talking. The prince put his hands out and walked to the noises. They stopped. "My prince," he heard, "my prince is here." "Rapunzel," said the prince, "is it you?" Hans took his hands. "Can you see me?" asked Rapunzel. "No. No," said the prince. "I heard your beautiful singing." "Can you see the children?" asked Rapunzel. "No," said the prince. "They are our twins," said Rapunzel. "They are good and beautiful." The prince started to cry. Rapunzel's hands were on his face. Her arms were round his body. She cried too, and the water fell on his eyes. He opened his eyes and saw light. He closed his eyes and opened them again. He could see. He saw Rapunzel with her hair long again. Her blue eyes looked at him, and he saw two little children. His twins, a boy and a girl. They were happy. The prince's horse came to him, and Rapunzel and the children climbed on. The prince could see again. Rapunzel loved him. They had a family. Together they went back to his palace, and they all lived happily ever after.